Today, the House Judiciary Committee is hearing testimony on police brutality and racial profiling. It's the same week that House Democrats introduced sweeping reforms like banning police chokeholds, ending no-knock warrants for drug searches, and forcing states to collect data on police misconduct.
Philonis Floyd, the brother of George Floyd, who died under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer, a death that touched off international outrage, spoke at today's hearing.
When you watch your big brother, who you looked up to for your whole life, die begging for his mom, I'm here to ask you to make it stop. Stop the pain. Stop us from being tired. George called for help, and he was ignored. Please listen to the call I'm making to you now, to the calls of our family and the calls ringing out the streets across the world. People of all backgrounds, genders, and races have come together to demand change. Honor them. Honor George.
NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell joins us now. Kelsey, Philonis Floyd, very powerful, broke down in tears. And just one of several witnesses today, most called by Democrats. So what else did you hear?
I think that we heard one of the more moving moments from Floyd's testimony there. He was very clearly emotional after having, you know, the funeral was just yesterday. I think one of the theme that we heard across the witnesses from both parties is that there was an acknowledgement that the death of George Floyd was wrong and horrifying and that reforms are necessary. But there was not a lot of agreement or commitment about the right way to go about seeking those reforms. I will say that it was very interesting also to listen to one of the Republican witnesses. Her brother was a federal officer who died near the protests in Oakland, California. And she said that she empathized with the family of George Floyd, and she called for the same kind of justice for her brother. She was called by Republicans. She was a former Republican congressional candidate in California. So there was shared horror at the death of George Floyd, but this is not yet quite at a point where there's an agreement about what to do about it.
Well, it's striking to see Democrats and Republicans have different lists of possible law enforcement reform. You put them next to each other, they're different. And as we heard from Tanya, Democrats have on their list banning chokeholds. Republicans don't. Here's Representative Karen Bass, a Democrat, talking about national standards for police.
It should never be that you can do a chokehold in one city and not in another. There should be basic standards. There should be basic accreditation. There should be continuing education, just as there are in so many other professions.
Kelsey, what else are Democrats proposing?
Well, Democrats have a very extensive bill. They're talking, aside from just the chokeholds, they want to ban what is known as qualified immunity. It gives it has been used by police officers so that they would be immune from trials, essentially from civil prosecutions. That is something that has been controversial. I will say that the issue of chokeholds has not been completely litigated between Democrats and Republicans. There is some openness among Republicans to consider a ban, but they are also talking about de-escalation, ways to lessen potential for chokeholds. There's a feeling among Republicans that they do not want to constrain the local police. So what is possible here, and something that the Republican staff has raised with me, is that there's a possibility that outside of the bill Democrats have proposed, there could be additional separate bipartisan negotiations and talks. We do know that Republicans in the Senate are working on their own proposals, which we may see in the coming days.
Well, and it could be said that Republicans are using calls to defund police as evidence that Democrats are weak on crime. Here's the Judiciary Committee ranking member, the Republican Jim Jordan.
It is pure insanity to defund the police. And the fact that my Democrat colleagues won't speak out against this crazy policy is just that frightening.
We're hoping to speak to Representative Jordan tomorrow. But meanwhile, Democrats have spoken out against defunding the police. It's something protesters are calling for. Representative Bass called it a distraction. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said the idea is crazy. So where does this debate go? Are they just talking past each other?
Well, it is interesting to watch Democrats figure out how to respond to these demands from their base. It is not uncommon for either party to be trapped in a situation where the activist portion of their base is calling for something more extreme than the establishment portions of the party are willing to get behind. By and large, elected Democrats in Congress are not in favor of the concept of defunding the police. They say, are actually attempting to rewrite a little bit of what that means. We've heard some Democrats say when they hear defund, they hear reform, and that they think that the real intention here is to change the way the police interact with the communities that they serve.
Yeah. NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell, thank you so much.
Thank you.